This is The Chat with Mrs. Burns' third grade.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Jane.
I'm Isabella.
I'm Lincoln.
I'm Ben.
I'm Rowan.
I'm Jack.
I'm Maggie.
And I'm Eliana. And this week our essential question is why is the Forest Preserve good for our environment?
And we have a special guest today. It's Rob Klanchinski, and he works for the Forest Preserve, and he is a naturalist, so.
Yeah.
Isabella's going to talk a little bit about her job.
Your dad's job. And then we'll get to the interview.
My dad also works for the Forest Preserve of Cook County, and he's also a naturalist, and he works at Trailside Museum of Natural History. So, yeah. Okay. All right, now let's do our interview. Okay, the first question is, why is the Forest Preserve good for our environment?
Well, the Forest Preserve does a lot for the environment. The main focus is preservation and conservation. So what that means is that we take care of areas, so forests, prairies, wetlands, and we make sure that it's safe and healthy in terms of invasive species and any diseases and things like that. We also help out the animals in the environment by building birdhouses, or creating the right environment for the animals that live there.
Well, like, would you also, like, pick up litter if you find any to clean the environment too?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, absolutely. So we try to keep our areas clean because we know what bad impact, like, trash can do to animals and to the actual habitat or environment as well.
Okay.
The next question is, what is the Forest Preserve?
Well, the Forest Preserve has been around for a while, so we've exceeded our 100 years as a Forest Preserve, so we've been for a long time. And what we do is that we have 70,000 acres dedicated to nature and wildlife and forests and prairies and wetlands.
Okay, so our next question is, what do you do for the Forest Preserve?
Okay, so like for the Forest Preserve, I wear many hats. So a lot of us have different jobs, different titles. So as a naturalist, not only am I involved with like conservation and the preservation like we talked about earlier, but I'm also the connection between the nature part to the public and schools and things like that. So I learn what's out there, I take it in, and then I translate it to schools, public, adults, things like that.
Okay, cool.
All right. So our next question is,
how do the animals in the Forest Preserve help the environment?
Well, you have to think about it. The animals were here before we were here. So the animals have always been here. So animals keep the Forest Preserve at the good balance, at the right balance, okay? Keeps the animal control population in check. Keeps everything else in check. So the animals were always here. Our job is to make sure that these animals stay and have this place to call home. Because if we disrupt the environment, then the animals move or they die, and no longer do we have the animals here. So the animals, we had to think about, were always here. They were here first. And that's what we want to bring back and create the right habitat for them.
Okay. Eliana, ask this.
Why do you cut down trees?
There's only two types of trees we'll cut. So we'll cut trees that are considered invasive species.
Yeah.
So these are trees that have made their way to our environment, to our habitat, to our region, that were brought over from a different area or a different country.
Yeah, okay? Because then other animals like can't really live in them, and also like other trees can't really like, and the whole forest would turn into like, let's say they were from like Africa or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like a whole African forest and river forest. So.
Yeah, yeah. So the problems that we have with like invasive species, like there's nothing that, like here our native trees will have diseases that keep it in check, or they grow a certain way. The thing with like invasive trees, they're the first ones to grow fast, they're the last ones to drop seeds, you know, they're the ones that take over, and we all know that plants need, you know, sunlight, space, soil, you know, all those nutrients, right? And that's what invasive species do. They get in there and they take that away from the native trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other trees that we cut are trees that are hazardous. So you'll see us cutting trees like maybe along sidewalks or along the roadways, trees that would be a hazard should they fall on a person or a car.
Dead trees.
Dead trees, yeah. So like the dead trees that we have here are the ash trees.
Like next door to my house, there was a house that was wrecked down, mm-hmm. and they had to cut down all the trees, and one of them was dead, so yeah. It could have fallen at any moment
that's
if it
like,
weren't cut
that's
down.
Like also, yes. Like by our house, my house, there's a giant like tree by my neighbor's house, and it's dead. So my mom and like my neighbors are worried that it's gonna fall on someone's
mm-hmm.
house.
And those are the trees we cut. Mm-hmm.
And also, at my house, we had one of our trees actually fell down because for some reason there was concrete inside of it. Mm-hmm. We don't know what could have happened.
Yeah.
So, Ben,
that was an old technique. People used to pack concrete in cavities to keep like the squirrels from going in there,
yeah.
animals from living there. But you have to think about, we don't cut all the trees because if a tree falls, it becomes a habitat. So like what we did earlier, we looked at a log.
Yeah.
You found how many different critters can live in a log, right? How many
yeah,
different
there
things?
There could be like bugs and
there
could
yeah.
be mostly because and, of like rocks.
In like mm-hmm. in one log, there can be like 1,000 like tiny bugs.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
now for our next question, how can we help the forest preserve?
Okay.
How can we help?
So there's many things that us people community can do to help the forest preserve. One thing is don't remove, it's the simplest thing, is don't remove anything from the forest preserve.
Like don't break a stick.
Yeah, don't break a stick, don't pick a flower, because you those things are there, and they're, like you learn, like that's
like
a food source.
They're there for a reason.
Mm-hmm. They were there before us, they're there for the animals to eat, to get their nutrients from. So like the first thing is you don't pick anything from the forest. Everything stays. You're more than welcome to use it, but everything has got to stay. Another thing is just don't litter. I mean, I'm sure you've learned what litter and trash can do. Plastic never disappears, you know? And when plastic ends up in our waterway systems or in the woods, it creates a real big problem. It's always going to be there. So another
like
thing.
Was there like in some like places there was lead in like where the water?
Mm-hmm. So dumping of trash. There's so much bad stuff in trash. And
yeah.
Another thing you can do is volunteer. So like, remember those invasive species we talked about? So we have work groups. You can volunteer and help us get rid of those invasive species. Come out for an hour and pull garlic mustard. Come out for an hour and cut buckthorn. You know, so there's a lot of things that you can do, even on a small scale. Mm-hmm.
So we have one more question because we're running out of time. Okay. Why does the forest preserve make wildfires?
So you have to understand like the how plants have adapted to this area. Okay, so if you look at native plants have a really long root system. Okay?
Root system.
Yeah, so that's the part that grows underground. So native plants, because we're in a prairie habitat, okay, a prairie area, these roots are really long. So they go in the ground 2 feet, 3 feet, 6 feet,
mm-hmm.
sometimes 10 or 12 feet down in the ground, depending on the plant species. What fire does, fire is the quickest way to get rid of weeds, because when weeds grow, they grow right on the surface.
Sorry to cut you off, but we're kind of running out of time.
Yeah, so we got to wrap up quick.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.